three historic nonprofit organizations are moving forward under the same name with the introduction of Copper Shores Community Health Foundation. The name represents all services, programs, and opportunities offered by Portage Health Foundation, Dial Help, and Copper Country Senior Meals. While there's a new name, the mission remains the same: to positively influence a healthful community through enhanced philanthropy and collaboration. The combined effort will lead to better opportunities to identify and fill gaps in services and programming in Baraga, Houghton, Keweenaw, and Onondagan counties. Visit coppershores.org to learn more.
Welcome back to segment two of Copper Country Today. I'm Todd Van Dyke. We're brought to you by the Copper Shores Community Health Foundation. Learn more about them at coppershores.org. One of my favorite weeks of the summer is here, and it kind of, the fair, the Houghton County Fair, uplifts this last week of, full week of August, basically, because we know fall is coming. But boy, oh boy, right now we get to go out to the Houghton County Fair and have some fun. The fair opens up Thursday at the fairgrounds and runs through Sunday, and I have longtime fair board member Rick Freeman in the studio with me and current fair board president Debbie Winquist. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
The fair is just one of those cornerstones of the summer, and it's a late fair. I mean, we're the latest fair in the region, are we not?
I would think so. I think Norway is after us. Labor Day weekend, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, in this area we are, yes.
And I've never understood the propensity for earlier fairs. I mean, you got to give these kids time. You got to give the growers time. You can't have a fair in June, and nobody's peppers are ripe. You know, it just doesn't work. So it's a perfect time to have a fair and get people involved. The fair is multi-level, and I always like to start by talking about the kids that are involved in it, because one of the primary purposes for having the fair is to showcase the work of our kids, our 4-H kids, other kids who are growing animals on the farm, growing things of this nature. How many kids get involved in this fair each year?
Wow, that's a good question.
Now we're calculating in the head here. We don't
know. That's a good question. What do you think, Doug?
Lots. We get lots of kids involved, especially in the livestock and raising their animals and bringing their projects to the exhibit building, and there's well over, I hate to guess, what would you think?
Hundreds. Right?
Hundreds.
Yeah,
I'd say hundreds.
I would say 200 plus, 200. Yeah. Todd, yeah.
Hundreds, easily. Certainly. I have to tell you, my niece, who is now in her early 30s, grew up in suburban Chicago, had never been to a county fair. She recently got married, and she married a young man, very nice young man, who is originally from the Coldwater area downstate. And they have a vacation house there on one of the lakes near Coldwater. And they were there a couple of weeks ago during the Branch County Fair. And so her husband said, let's go to the county fair. So she goes to the county fair, and my sister, her mother, is with them as well. And they're at the county fair, and my niece is just flabbergasted by all of this that's going on. And she said, why are all these animals here? People are going to buy these animals. Why would anybody buy a cow? And my sister had to explain to her that you see where it says beef, cow, beef, beef. Oh, my niece says. She had really no concept of where this all came from. And then she said, you mean those kids spend a year or more raising those animals, knowing that they're going to be killed and eaten? And she was shocked by this. And I mean, I grew up in farm country. I didn't raise animals, but I certainly had friends who did. And that was part of the educational experience, and sometimes a real tough part for them, isn't it?
It's real hard for some of these kids. They raise them all year, and then they have to say goodbye to them when they go leave the fair.
Yeah, and most of them, of course, do go off to be slaughtered and turned into meat. And sometimes, many of our grocery stores are there bidding on those, and you'll see that meat in the grocery tray. I always try to buy some, You know, just to
absolutely, that's the best meat you can get.
Yeah, just to support the effort, support the kids, and thank the Pat's Foods is there every year, Todd's is there every year, mm-hmm. and some mm-hmm. of the others as well. Thank them for supporting the fair and make sure that they're being supported in exchange. So, but it's a real tough thing for some of these kids, and it was a real eye opener for my niece, who I guess thought that hamburger just grew on little styrofoam trays underneath the saran wrap. It's important for us to know where all of our food comes from.
Yeah, I believe you're absolutely right, Todd.
Has this recent trend towards having more growers in the copper country affected the fair at all? We have more farmers markets now. We have more people who are producing, at least at small levels, produce and fruits and vegetables and things of that nature. Has that had an effect on how the fair operates?
Well, I don't think so. My wife helps in the exhibit building, and that's where a lot of the vegetables are and other items, bakery and whatnot. And it seems to be pretty full every year. They got big areas where they put it out.
Every year I go there and I look and I say, oh man, that looks delicious. Man, that looks delicious. Man, I think if I grew it, I'd have a lot of trouble giving it up. I mean, it was one thing to give up your cow. It's another thing to give up your tomato sometimes. But so many people are so involved and so deeply involved in this fair. While we're on the topic of livestock, let's address the livestock auction, because that's something that is a big part of the fair each year. The kids who grow these animals, raise these animals, they are expecting to get some return. That's part of the education of the business, expecting to get some return. A lot of people, I think, don't know that it's really easy to bid on these and have the follow-up done, because there are processors right there. If you buy a hog or something like that, you don't have to take it home with you, do you?
No.
There are processors there. They'll process it for you. Will they store it? Because a side of beef is not going to fit in my little freezer.
Right. They go off to, what's the name of that?
Rainbow Packaging.
Rainbow Packaging.
Okay.
Comes with a big truck on Sunday night. When a fair breaks down, they take all the animals back to, I think it's in the Escanaba area, and they process them all out and freeze them down and bring them back. And a lot of times, Volwars will be kind enough to, get it back to where it's got to go.
Okay, because like I say, I've got a little freezer, and a hog is not going to fit in my freezer, even if you compress it into really tight sausage, I guess. So we're talking Houghton County Fair with Rick Freeman and Debbie Winquist. Fair begins on Thursday, as we broadcast to this on Sunday morning. What is new at the fair this year?
We have the Wild World of Animals. It's an educational. We don't know exactly what animals they're going to bring, mammals, reptiles. And they said it's really, really educational, not just for kids, but for adults as well.
Okay, because we typically have had animals like that. We've had the zoo, the mobile zoo that has come
we
in.
We still have the Whispering Pines mobile zoo is always, we have them usually every single year because that's so important for
the kids. I always have to go visit the camel. I always have to visit the camel. And I love to watch the kids feeding the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can buy a little cup of feed and you can feed the animals, and watching those little 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old kids feeding those goats and sheep and such is just, I love sitting there and watching that. I haven't done it myself in ages, but I love to watch them. So an educational animal program coming in this year. Let's talk about our main entertainment. Who are our headline acts this year? Pretty much the same as last year, as I recall.
Except for Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So what's new on Sunday?
Tough Truck, it's called. I'm not really sure exactly, Rick, what it's all about.
Yeah, I guess I'm not either. I think you, as an individual, can enter your truck. They'll run, I think it's an obstacle course in the main event arena outside. And there will be kind of little hills and maybe some jumps. So you don't want to bring your 2023 Chevy there. Let's put it that way. you want to bring the old girl. It's maybe a 2000 Chevy or something. You know.
Yeah, something with a little clearance.
You got to be careful. Yeah. But so, that'll be a new event for us on Sunday.
That should be fun. That should be fun if somebody's got one of those. I mean, it's, I suppose, not quite a demolition derby, but you might see some pieces parts if you've got jumps in it.
Yes, you're right. And I think they're going to have some bank corners, and it's kind of up to the director that's putting it on how interesting they'll get with the course, Todd.
Yeah, it could be a lot of fun. We've got motocross, of course, on Thursday. Does that involve a lot of local drivers? Is that a local?
I believe local probably drivers? Mostly,
yes.
Local,
yes. Mostly, yeah. Local.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mostly local people who come in for that. So many people have somebody they personally cheer for.
Yeah, and it starts at a young age. I think the youngest age group is 7 years old.
So that's
and
coming
up, and it goes in categories and different sizes of bikes.
So we've got motocross at the Main Event Arena on Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Friday, we've got the off-road derby, which will be at the main arena,
at the
main outdoor arena. And then on Saturday, we've got the monster truck throwdown. Kids love these monster trucks.
They do.
They love them almost as much as they love feeding the sheep.
I agree.
Yeah. They love the monster trucks, and will there be there'll be an opportunity to meet the drivers, kind of see those trucks in person. This will be Saturday. You can meet the monster truck drivers at the arena at 5 o'clock, and then watch them compete at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of our look at some of the headline entertainment at the Houghton County Fair. You guys are having a discussion over there without me.
We have another new one is Dwayne Garman. He does magic shows. He's going to be new this year.
Okay, we love magic shows.
Yes, and he'll be roving and also on the indoor stage.
There's nothing better than a roving musician. Just, you know, well, I once covered the Colon Magic Festival. Colon, Michigan, and there is one, Colon, Michigan, is the magic capital of the world.
Wow.
And they have a big festival every summer. And it's just amazing. There are all sorts of magicians just roving around town, pulling things out from behind your ear and things like that. There's nothing better than a roving magician just kind of going around and saying, okay, here, pick a card, any card, that kind of thing. So that I'll be interested to see him and talk to him. Let's see, what else do we have? Some of the regular features for the fair we've got on Friday, I'm assuming, still our senior day events.
Yes,
correct.
Which I am certainly eligible for at this point. But never take advantage of. People need to get to this thing on time because that's well attended.
Yes, it is.
And there's a free lunch for seniors. And there's a program, a musical program. And that's pretty much the time, too, when they make the announcements for the various awards that are given out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
And we'll try to have those awards broadcast on our radio stations by the time Friday afternoon comes around as well. Who is eligible to come to the senior day lunch?
55 and older.
Oh, I've been eligible for a long time.
You haven't had a lunch yet?
No, I haven't. I'm always working. I'm busy working. And besides, there are lots of other people there having free lunch. I don't want to bother them. I'm heavens. Could have been doing this for a decade or more.
There's always plenty, Todd.
Yeah, well, I have seen you run out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that that run out there. I mean, so you want to get there on time.
Get there on time.
Is what I'm saying. True. You don't want to show up late.
Yeah.
You want to get there on time. Always some good entertainment at the fair. I see Kathy Bolton and Paul Smith, my friends from Gypsy Soul Food, going to be performing on Thursday. Who else is going to be? Kathy Isaacson, some good country music on Friday evening on the indoor stage. And a lot of other good.
Looks like Lightning Ridge is there as well.
Yeah, I work with those guys periodically, good country music.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be there and a lot of good entertainment. And the carnival, of course, one of the major attractions. Skirbik is back this year.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
They've been good to work with.
Real good.
Absolutely.
We went through a little upheaval. We lost a really good supplier from downstate.
Yes.
What was that? That's probably been, what, 10 years or so ago now.
But, not, well, it's probably approaching that.
Approaching, yeah. Approaching that.
And they were wonderful people to work with as
and
well.
They just decided they weren't going to come to our neck of the woods anymore, as I recall. And
yeah, they, there was a company downstate, another ride company downstate that kind of sold out, and they picked up a lot of their events. And it was a real tough decision for them. There wasn't. This was not easy for them to, because the owner of the company at that time, Terry Schmidt, that was a tech graduate.
Ah.
So he always liked coming back up here.
Soft spot.
Yeah.
For the copper.
So
country.
His vote, of course, was to stay here, but he got outvoted. But.
Yeah, well, and it was a business decision. It had nothing to do with our fair. And then there was another
Correct.
Company that came in for a couple of years, and then Skirbik
yeah.
agreed
yeah.
to take it up. And of course, mm-hmm. they do the UP State Fair.
Yeah.
And they know how to do it, and they've really done. I've heard great comments about the Midway over the past few years, not only the rides, but also the wonderful food.
Oh, absolutely.
Which there is no calories in. By the way, because, you know, anything, when you go to the fair, anything you eat is for the public good. And anything you eat for the public good, God takes the calories out of. It's the least he can do. And so you can go to the fair and enjoy elephant ears and snow cones and all of those things, and it doesn't add an inch to your waistline.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going to roll with that.
Maybe we should put it in the advertising. come to the fair and eat all the food.
We do have a change, though, in dates, though, don't we, for the livestock auction? Is on Saturday this year at 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true, eh?
Yes. I think it last year was Friday, but this year it's on Saturday.
Okay, livestock auction Saturday at 4 o'clock.
That's important
and,
to know.
And again, this is something that anybody can go and bid on.
Yes.
You can go and bid if you have questions about what's going to be happening or what you're going to get, because I think a lot of people have no idea how much meat they get if they buy a cow. Or
in the office, Carol was telling me that we have quite a few animals this year, so that'll be good. There'll be a lot of bidding going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, in some cases you can get a pretty good deal if you break it down by the pound.
Yeah, true.
Again, if you have the capacity to use it and mm-hmm. and in some cases the capacity to store it. But it's not only perhaps a good deal for you and your family, but it's a great way to support our kids who work so hard to do this and raise these animals. And while you're at the fair, make sure you go through the exhibit building, because the 4-H kids, all of them have exhibits there. They've all worked really hard on this, and these kids deserve to have their work be seen. It's kind of a quiet part of the fair. You know, the Midway's down there making noise, and the animals are over there mooing and oinking, and here's the exhibit building, and it's kind of quiet. But make sure that you go through there and take a look at all of the hard work that's been done by kids and by other members of the community. Because adults can get into this too, and I think a lot of adults don't understand that they can, you know, if you have a skill, you can enter at the fair, can't you?
Oh, you well, sure can.
Absolutely.
How do you go about it?
I think most of it is done online nowadays. That's a big part of it. And then there's a certain time that they're allowed to bring the exhibits in and make sure that everything is set up properly.
Because you could win yourself a nice blue ribbon.
Yes.
You put in enough categories, enough things, mm-hmm. you might win. What do they call it now? It used to be the Ruth Best Homemaker of the Year Award. I think they have changed that, have they not? Exhibitor of the Year, I think maybe
it's Exhibitor of the Year it's called now, yeah.
It's called mm-hmm. now, because frankly, if I were to win it, Homemaker of the Year would probably be really out of whack. But there are a lot of people who enter a lot of really nice things. And again, they deserve to be seen as well. There are always some exhibits inside the Houghton County Arena. The few vendors there selling things, but a lot of nonprofits there who are sharing information about what they do and the services they provide to the community. And I think that's another perhaps kind of quiet part of the fair that doesn't get as much attention as it should. Do we have any idea who's going to be set up inside the Houghton County Arena?
Well, Todd, you know what? You're talking to our vendor expert right here, Debbie.
Well, Debbie Winquist,
so,
yes.
Fill us
vendor
in.
Expert. I don't want to really just pick out certain people, but I know one is Tupperware. We have a Tupperware person that's in there. We have the county clerk, Jennifer Kelly, is going to be in there giving information out on VA benefits and different things, like, which is very important for, for our area.
Absolutely.
We have UP Trappers. We have, there's just so many to go, you know. Steep tea, a lady that sells steep tea and...
Steep tea as opposed to unsteeped tea? Flat tea?
There's a lot of tea.
Yeah, big grade, no grade.
Yeah. But yeah, there's many, and people need to come in there and just see all the things that we do offer because it is really, really amazing.
Now, let's talk about how you get into the fair because, you know, you have to buy a ticket. You can buy tickets as we broadcast this on Sunday morning. You can still get them online if in advance through the website if you wish.
Yes.
Yes.
How do you go about that? Just go to
HoutonCountyFair.com.
And you can get that. Are we still at the point where we're selling the full week-long passes?
Yes.
Up until it's Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday.
So there's some local locations you can walk into and buy passes if you like. Superior National Bank locations, Northwood Sporting Goods in Hancock, and the fair office itself.
So you can stop by and get those in person. If you pick up one of the fair brochures, it's got one of those QR codes on
it. Yes.
Correct.
One of those confusing little things that you point your phone at, and all of a sudden you've spent $1,400 on fair tickets. No, they don't do that to you. Stop that.
Everything's electronic nowadays, and it seems to be getting more and more. And so when they do come to the fair, they have their phones, and we have ticket takers that have a phone, and they zap them, and in they come, right?
God, we are in the modern age. Yeah,
we are modern age.
County fairs shouldn't be in the modern age. County fairs should still be.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you buy the early bird discount tickets, the adult ticket is reduced by $5 for the weekend, and the youth ticket is reduced by $2 for the weekend. So there is an advantage of buying them early.
Yeah, get them early and use them, and if you think you're going to be there for basically more than one day, buy the weekend pass. It's cost-effective, and it'll get you in anytime you want to go. This, of course, gets you into the fair. Obviously, this does not get you rides on the Midway. Skirbic is an independent operator in there, and unfortunately, your fair admission does not entitle you to all-you-can-eat hand-cut fresh French fries either. So bring along, but if you want to get Skirbic passes, you can do that how? Link on the website to where you can get that?
Yes, you can do that as well, and I think if you buy, they got a mega band that is unlimited rides early, and you pay $75 for that. And that has to be purchased before noon on August 24th. And that can be purchased at the fair office or at www.skirbic.com.
All right. So if you've got kids who love to do the rides and want to spend the entire weekend getting nauseated and throwing up, this is what you want to do for them because that's the cost-effective way to do it. And bring some money out because, like I say, if you want the treats and things of that nature. Is there anything else associated with the fair that has an entry fee other than the fee that you pay to get in? I don't think that there is there?
No.
Once you get in, the grandstand entertainment, that's all part of your regular admission, so you don't have to pay extra for that. And the little shows that they have going on, the animals that you mentioned, the magician and such, that's all part of your daily admission or full weekend admission. So it's really a great deal.
It is. We have a large parking lot, almost 5 acres. It's free parking. And we do have a people mover. If you need a ride to the main gate, just flag down the people mover and they'll take you there.
Yeah, so if you have a little mobility issue, because the parking is a bit of ways, and it's across the street, and particularly if the lot gets full, it's a little bit of a ways.
Definitely.
But they'll give you a ride right up to the gate, and then you go, and you have a good time at the fair. It takes a lot of people to put a fair together. How many volunteers do you have to make this work?
I think last count was just a hair over 200.
That's a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
To put a fair together. Do you need more?
I think
loaded
so.
Question.
I think so, yes.
Because you're not going to say, no, I think we've got all that we can need, so thanks so much.
We do need volunteers for setup and teardown. We're lacking in that area this year a little bit.
Okay, so we need some people yet for this year's fair for setup and teardown.
Yes.
If somebody's interested and would like to help, Rick, how do they do? How do they let you know, or where do they show up?
They could contact the fair office. 482-6200 is the phone number.
And the fair office is going to be open a lot of hours this week coming up because of the fair and everybody preparing. So
right.
They'll be there somebody at least during the day.
Or if they get, you know, if they get an answering machine, leave a message. You know, the girls might be busy.
Yeah, so they will call you back because volunteer help is rarely turned down.
Yes.
So, well, I'm hoping we have a great fair. I'm hoping we have great weather. I'm hoping we have a wonderful turnout. And Rick Freeman and Debbie Winquist, thank you so much for coming in and helping us preview the upcoming Houghton County Fair.
You're
welcome.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.